What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Bible study. In today's Bible study, I'm going to be discussing what it is to be a double-minded person. That is either being a double-minded person in your regular life, with work, with certain decisions, or with your own spiritual walk with Christ. And so, as always, I'm going to be praying us into it, and then we're going to get started. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything that you do for us, God. Thank you for the grace that you show us. Thank you for the love that you show us as well, God. I pray that in this Bible study that you speak through me, God, that you allow me to say exactly what it is you want me to say, God. And I pray that everybody listening to this as well, God, that that their hearts become softened, that their mind becomes thinking about exactly what it is you want them to think about, God. And I pray that their eyes are set upon the kingdom of God. I pray that you begin to create a firm foundation underneath everybody's feet, Lord, that you guide our steps and that we live for your will and not our own. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So like I was saying, in today's video, we're going to be discussing double-minded person, okay? And what a double-minded person is basically this. You're indecisive. That's the easiest way to describe it. You're just an indecisive person. So in your regular life, you're being indecisive about simple things. Where do you want to eat? What do you want to watch on TV? Where do you want to go for vacation? Anything like that, basically. In your spiritual walk, being an indecisive person is this. You're not sure. You're not 100% sure, is this real? You're not 100% sure what God's got going on, and it's hard for you to trust exactly what it is he's trying to provide for you, okay? And I'll give you the actual definition that says this: having a mind that is divided, wavering, or unstable, often characterized by conflicting desires or beliefs. Okay? And in our life, we want factual information. We want evidence. We want something to be proven to us before we just go all the way in. And in James, which is where I'm going to start at, James 1, verses 5 through 8, and it says this: if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all of his ways. So basically, if you're an indecisive person in your spiritual walk alone, you're like a sea being slung around by the wind. And if anybody knows what the ocean looks like or has been to the sea, you know how crazy the waves can get. And they go in all different types of directions. You never know how powerful they can get until it's too late. And that's exactly what he's trying to put inside of our brains and describe how it is that we are whenever we ask for something by Christ and we don't trust that it would be provided if we do it by faith and by a pure heart. And in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So you have to have a pure heart. And so when you ask of God of things, or when you're seeking Christ, you have to come to him with a pure heart. And I love the verse, and I'm going to paraphrase it, but it's like, search my heart, O Lord. Whatever is inside of it, basically take it out. I want only what is of you inside of my heart, in my mind, and in my body. I only want you. And being an indecisive or a double-minded person kind of just pushes that aside, and it makes your heart become basically deceitful. It allows your mind to become deceitful. And I really, really like, and once we further on in the Bible study, I really like how hand in hand the Bible goes with things. So basically, if you are this, then you're going to be this, and if you're this, you're going to be this, and vice versa. And so as I read in James 1:5-8, you cannot follow Christ and trust in Christ if you're an indecisive person spiritually, and if you do not trust or have faith. And so what are the root causes of being an indecisive person in spiritual walk or a double-minded person? What is the root causes? Their fear, lack of trust in God, and a lack of faith. Those are the three things. A lack of trust in God, a lack of faith in God, and having fear. And as I said a second ago, the hand-in-hand things in the Bible, if you lack a trust in God, you're going to lack faith. And if you lack faith, you're going to lack trust. And if you lack both or either or, you're going to have fear. They all go hand in hand with one another. If you have one, you're going to have the other. And so those are the root causes. And what does fear allow us to have? Anxiety. You're going to become anxious and indecisive of following Christ. And just like when you're out and about and you're trying to decide what to eat, and there's so many fast food restaurants or just regular restaurants, and you're like, oh, do I want this? Do I want this? You're so indecisive. That is exactly how it is with your spiritual walk with Christ. You're indecisive. You have a fear of what's to come because you don't see things the way God sees things, because God's thoughts are above our own. And so since we do not have 100% of evidence that God's going to do this, sometimes that creates this fear, this lack of trust and lack of faith in Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says this right here. Let me get to it. 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says this: for we walk by faith, not by sight. You're not going to be able to see every single thing. You're just not going to be. You have to live by faith alone in Christ, okay? And whenever we do that, it's hard sometimes to get outside of our own flesh, our own desires, our own way of living, basically. And we end up creating this lack of trust and lack of faith in Christ. We begin to say some stuff like this: God, I can't see it. Why am I going to believe it? I can't see these miracles happening. I didn't see you die on the cross. I didn't see the creation of time. So how can I believe in a God that I cannot see? And that's what a lot of agnostics say. It's like, I can't see you, so why am I going to believe it? But the Bible clearly says right here in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. In Mark 9:23 and verse 24, it says, and Jesus said to him, if you can, all things are possible for the one who believes. And immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. In that story, basically, this father had this child who was mute because of a spirit, and it was often trying to kill the child. And then so the father brought the child to the disciples, and the disciples couldn't heal the child. So the man brought the child to Jesus, and Jesus was like, man, their lack of faith. And so Jesus was about to heal him, and the man said, if you can. And God said, hang on now, if I can. No, all things are possible for the one who believes. So the first thing to do to basically fight against lack of trust, lack of faith, and fear, which causes a double-minded person, is you have to have faith. You have to believe, truthfully believe, that Christ will do all things that he promises that he would have done. All things. And his word is always living, and it never would change. So if he says it, it will happen, basically. And so in Proverbs 3:5, and I know I'm kind of going quick. I've got a lot of verses, so I'm probably not going to be able to go through all of them. But in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. A lot of times we try to think too logically, which causes a lack of trust and a lack of faith in Christ, because God is spiritual. And so our logical mind can't always understand what the Holy Spirit is saying or doing. And it begins to create this, again, lack of trust or lack of faith in our walk with Christ. And we can't always see what God's doing because it's not for us to see. God does things before we were even born. He was laying the foundations of the earth, right? And before, let's say I'm 23 years old, in 23 years ago, God was already making a path for me and already creating a life and a will for me. And I couldn't see any of that. And even now, living in those 23 years, I still don't know. And so sometimes that creates a anxious thinking of what God is doing. God, do you want me to do this? What about this? Is this exactly what you want me to do? Was that a sign from you? Am I doing the right thing? And so we all ask those questions as a Christian. We always want to make sure that, okay, God, I want to make sure I'm following your will, but sometimes I'm thinking too logically. Sometimes I'm like, man, God, I don't understand this, and I'm trying to be, I'm trying to understand it, basically, and I'm trying to have discernment in what I'm doing, and I want to make sure what I'm doing is right, and I'm living by wisdom. But sometimes thinking too much of that causes a lack of trust and a lack of faith in what God's got for you to do. And it's not for us to always understand. It's just for us to put the yes on the table and say, God, my life is yours. Do with it as you will and take me where you want me to go. This life is a mission. And so it is God's mission for us to fulfill that mission. And that's basically it. And you just have to let go of your own thinking, let go of your own understanding, and acknowledge him and all of his ways. And so in Isaiah 41:10, it says this: Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Right there it says, fear not, immediately. And what does lack of trust and lack of faith cause? Fear. And it says, do not fear, which means you have to trust God and you have to have faith, or you're going to have fear. And again, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to trust in every single thing that God's doing. And it's, again, we're just trying to think too much, too logical. We're trying to understand every single thing, and we can't. We can't understand it. We can't understand all the things that God's doing. It's not for us to. It's just for us to live out the will of the Father. And in Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8, it says this: Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts the Lord. In verse 8, it says this: He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. It hit every single thing. Trust, anxiousness, fear, and it hit all of them. And so the man who trusts in the Lord is going to have faith that God will provide, that God will do as he promised. And he is like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It knows it's always going to be provided for, the tree. It knows it's always going to be provided for because it has the nutrients, meaning the water, to sustain it. And God is the living water. And so with that being said, if you're a tree planted by the water, you're always going to be fulfilled. And you are a vessel, so you're always going to be refilled by the Lord, and you're never going to go without. He's always going to have a plan for you, and he's always going to provide for you the tools that you need to do the job that you're doing. So if God asks you to do something, and you're worried that if you're going to succeed or not, you're worried that, is God going to come through? Am I going to have what I need? It says it right here. God will always provide for you if you trust in him. If you are the tree planted by the water, you're going to be provided for. But if you're a tree planted in the top of a mountain, there's no water on the top of the mountain. It's just rock. And so the tree's going to die, right? And so if we're not planted in the firm foundation of what Christ has for us, and he is not our nutrients or the correct soil for that to grow, and for us to grow, it's going to cause a lack of trust and a lack of faith, and it's going to form this thing called fear, anxiety, worry. You're going to be stressed. And so we already have so much stress in this world as it is. Why are we adding on top of it with God? And God has peace and joy, kindness. We go to him for rest. We go to him because his shoulders are the only shoulders that can bear our problems. We can't hold it all up on our own. We have to give it to God. And so we're trying to basically juggle all of these problems, which again forms a lack of trust. Okay, God, I'm going to hold on to this, and I'm going to hold on to this. Oh, I can hold that too. I'm okay. I can hold on to this as well. And eventually we're going to be full. Our whole arms are going to be full, and all of a sudden the blessing of God is coming, and we can't catch it and hold on to it because we have all these problems that we're not giving up to God because we have a lack of trust and a lack of faith in him. And so that's basically all the verses I have for this. And there's tons more. But basically, if you're going to choose to follow Christ, then trust him. And sometimes it's easier said than done. But blessed is the man who trusts in him. Do not fear. Do not be dismayed. Do not be indecisive in what God's got for you. He's going to provide you the right tools. He's going to give you the right things to do his mission, and he's going to form you to be a vessel, because he would have never created you to just throw you to the woods. He created you for a purpose and a mission, and he already knows what's going to be ahead of your life. And so just trust in him in all that you do, and do not lean on your own understanding, as the word says. So that's basically all I have for today. Again, as always, if you like it, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Also, I am putting this on Spotify, so you can listen to it on there. And if you have any questions or just want to reach out to me, comment down below. Or I do have an email for this channel as well that you can reach out for me, and I can answer anything that you've got to say. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that God can open your eyes in this, and that you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. So thank you so much.